Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Bubbles in the Bowl. A warm light settled on the little sandcastle as Gavin the goldfish swam around his tank. Noticing the flickering light, the little goldfish stopped to look towards the fireplace. Sure enough, there was a cozy fire going. It must have just been lit. The flames leapt up around the carefully stacked logs. Gavin swayed his long, flowing tail from side to side to keep him glued to that spot. The little goldfish loved to watch the flames dance. They were so graceful and fluid, much like the seaweed in his tank. But the seaweed didn't glow or pop. Gavin loved to hear the crackle of sparks as they flew up into the air, like glittery popcorn. While the little goldfish watched the cozy fire, he noticed a fire extinguisher resting next to the fireplace. He felt happy his people were being safe with the fire. Gavin circled his tank slowly, watching as the flames shortened and relaxed until they were just a warm glow around the logs. Before long, there was nothing left but glowing embers in the fireplace. Gavin shivered as the temperature in his tank cooled slightly, without the warmth from the fire. He wanted to let his people know he felt cold. But how would he tell them? After pacing the tank back and forth, the little goldfish came up with an idea. Gavin swam up to the water's surface and took a big gulp of air. Then he quickly swam over to the thermometer in the tank. The little goldfish blew a barrage of bubbles at the glass. Pop, 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 pop. Mom heard and walked over to the tank. "What do you need, Gavin?" Gavin nearly flipped. It had worked. The little goldfish quickly zigzagged in front of the thermometer and shivered. "Oh, you must be a little cold now that the fire has died down. Here, I'll turn up your heater just a tiny bit." Gavin danced happily. He had found a way to communicate with his people. And he would be feeling a bit warmer pretty soon. The goldfish returned to his usual routine of digging in the pebbles at the bottom of his tank. Then he had a better idea. Gavin loved to play hide and seek with his people. First, he waited patiently inside the sandcastle until a person stopped by his tank. Then he popped out of his hiding spot as a surprise. Next, Gavin hid behind a rock. Again, as his people looked for him, he zipped out, surprising them into a big laugh. For his last trick, the goldfish buried himself in the pebbles. When another person came looking, he burst out of the rocks and colorful pebbles went flying everywhere. He heard another surprised giggle. Gavin loved hearing his people laugh. It was his favorite sound. After that last laugh, the little goldfish felt a rumble. He You wondered what that feeling was. Then it happened again. There was a rumble in his tummy. Oh, Gavin realized. He had been so busy watching the fire and playing hide and seek, he hadn't realized that he was hungry. The little goldfish decided he would use his new style of communication. Gavin swam up to the surface and gulped a mouthful of air. Then he swam down and blew bubbles at the glass. Pop, 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 pop. The little goldfish swam back and forth. No one seemed to have heard him. He swam up to the surface again, took another big gulp of air, and blew the bubbles at the glass, a little harder this time. Pop, 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 pop. He gazed out into the room. No one was moving to his tank. Were they too far away? His tummy rumbled a little louder. Gavin swam down to the bottom and then quickly to the top once more, this time swimming up and out of the water. He landed back in the tank with a splash. Gavin looked around. Had anyone noticed that? Still, it seemed no one was walking over to the tank. The little goldfish took a deep dragon breath, in and out. To calm down and think, he still felt a little worried. So Gavin took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Then looked around the room. He noticed Dad was standing the closest to him. Maybe if he aimed the bubbles at the tank wall nearest Dad, Dad would hear him. One more time, the little goldfish swam up to the surface of the water, took a great big gulp of air, and swam to the side of the tank facing Dad. Gavin blew a barrage of bubbles out. Pop, 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 pop. After a second, Dad turned and looked at the little fish. "What do you need, Gavin?" he said as he walked over to the tank. Gavin swam over to the food container and then swam back and forth, hoping he was communicating clearly. "Oh, I see. You're hungry." "Of course you are. It's past your dinner time." "Sorry about that," Dad said as he picked up Gavin's food. Then Dad shook some food onto the surface of the water. The flakes began to drift down, but Gavin was too fast for them. He zipped over and ate one, then another. Some floated down more quickly than others. The little goldfish headed for the biggest flakes first, then the medium-sized ones, and finally, the tiny ones. Not a single flake made it to the bottom of the tank. Gavin had eaten them all. "You sure were hungry," Dad said. "Do you need any more?" Gavin shook his head. He was full. He did a little dance to say thank you, and then Dad said, "You're welcome, Gavin." Now that Gavin's belly was full, the little goldfish noticed another sensation creeping over him. He felt tired. Gavin yawned and snuggled into his cozy spot by his favorite rock, where he could still see his people. Gavin thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little goldfish felt happy. He had a full belly. He felt thankful. He had learned a new way to communicate. Most of all, Gavin felt grateful to have a wonderful family to share his days and nights with. The little goldfish gave himself a tight hug with his fins and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Gavin snuggled in. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. Smiled. Then he took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Gavin's mind quieted and he drifted off into a deep sleep as he listened to the sound of another fire crackling in the fireplace. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.